Good evening. It is 7 o'clock on November 18th of 2020. I call to order this special meeting of the Sugar Creek Township Board of Trustees. We'll take a roll call here tonight. John Hofstetter, present. Tom Gregory.
Here.
Scott Widmer, absent. Anita Fisher, absent. So we have one thing on our agenda tonight, and that will be taking care of CARES items. Over the last few days, again, we've been working on getting the final quotes done, sub-grant agreements all signed by the parties, and we now have binders with the legal opinions and the quotes with them to kind of help facilitate to make sure that we are following what Barbara Biro has said and giving her approval along with the quotes that reflect that this project. So the first thing I want to do is go ahead into the sub-grant agreements. So you want to pull it, you can help me out.
All right.
With Kidron's, I'll take East Wayne's.
Yep.
We're going to pull the very first thing is the sub-grant agreement. Just pull the whole thing out.
All right.
So on the very top, we have a place for the date and month.
So we're going to put 18th of November.
Correct.
Okay, to put that in now?
Yes, please. And you should have a copy of this signed by Gary Fault. And that will be page 10 or 11? Page 9. Page 10 is for us.
Yep. This is signed by Gary Fault.
I have one signed by Blake Bucklew, James Bucklew, John Terrell, and Deborah Peters.
Okay.
The East Wayne Board, and they did have a meeting here on Monday to finalize their stuff. So, so with that being said, I had consulted with Barbara, and she agreed we should do resolutions on the sub-grant agreement. So I have two resolutions to do that, and then we'll dive into motions for the encumberments.
Okay.
All right. I move to pass resolution 2020-11-18. -01 to enter into an agreement with East Wayne Joint Fire District. The agreement referenced as Exhibit A. Write that down there before I forget. Is attached to this resolution and contains the definitions, purpose, responsibilities, effective dates, amounts, records, audit, suspension and termination, breach and default, notices, amendments, addendum, no subgranting, and miscellaneous provisions. Do I have a second?
I will second that.
Thank you, Tom. We have a roll call for that. John, yes. Tom?
Yes.
Scott Widmer, absent. All right. If you would mind marking Exhibit A in the top of yours.
Okay.
In the very front page.
Or is it Exhibit B?
Exhibit A, because yours is a separate resolution.
Got it.
I'm just going to mark this in here as we go.
Okay.
And if you're ready, I will move along with the second resolution. I move to pass resolution 2020-11-18-02 to enter into an agreement with the Kidron Volunteer Fire Department. The agreement referenced as Exhibit A is attached to this resolution, contains the definitions, purpose, responsibilities, effective dates, amounts, records, audits, suspension and termination, breach and default, notices, amendments, addendum, no subgranting, and miscellaneous provisions. Do I have a second?
I second.
Thank you, Tom. We'll do a roll call vote. John? Yes. Tom?
Yes.
Scott Widmer? Absent. Sign those out here real quick before we move on.
Okay. I'll sign the Kidron copy.
Yep.
All
switch it.
You want to look in the binder?
Yeah, the sleeves.
Sleeves?
Yes. And then I will be scanning them in and sending them back to the appropriate department. Is that all right, Ryan?
Yep.
Okay. So Ryan, I have looked over, you gave a comparison of budget and appropriation from UAN. I did ask our county auditor if that's the appropriate budget that they're looking for this. I have not heard back from her, so we are still working on that along with Kittern as well. So Tom, we'll move into, I'm gonna let you have the East Wayne one.
Okay.
Because I have it written down. So as you go through the book, you'll have the legal opinion, and I've highlighted the eligible expense.
Got it.
On there. So I will start with that. We'll review the projects and put a second set of eyes on there.
Okay.
That'd be great. So the first one you should have will be for the life pack monitor for East Wayne.
I have that.
And if you look at the quote, it should say $35,583.56.
Correct.
And the paperwork should be there for Stryker behind the legal opinion when you flip the page over.
Well, this page has the legal opinion of the life pack monitor.
And then if you go flip over, the next one should be the actual quote. I think it's on the back side or the front side. One of them you'll see at the very bottom, the total amount.
Yep, the quote matches what's on your sheet here.
All right. I move to accept and encumber money for the life pack monitor in the amount of $35,583.56. Do I have a second?
I second.
All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. We'll move to encumber the life pack monitor. All right, on to the next one. So the next one we have is the load system. And so you should see a legal opinion there. It says that is an appropriate thing to do. That Comstock, I believe, gave the opinion for that, and she agreed that that is a good use.
Yep.
There's two bills there. The $51,458.50 is for the cot and power load system.
See it?
And that's correct, Ryan. It's both. And then there will be another $1,500 for an installer, which is Burgess. I think that's down in Loudonville.
I see that as well.
So, I move to accept and encumber money for the load system to be mounted in this squad in the amount of $51,458.50 for the hardware and another $1,500 for the install. Do I have a second?
One question, John.
Go for it.
I notice on your list here the $51,458 is just for the Stryker power load, but I don't see the $1,500.
Skip line.
I see it. It skipped the line.
Yeah, somehow okay. It got out of line.
Thank you. I second your motion.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries.
Got it.
On to the next. Next one was for EMS jumpsuits. So you have an opinion there. It says those are a good thing to buy to help combat COVID, you know, by being able to wash them. I agree, that's a good idea.
Yep.
I believe the amount there was for $1,714.50.
Correct.
I move to accept and encumber money for the EMS jumpsuits in the amount of $1,714.50. Do I have a second?
I second.
Thank you. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. Next thing, I think a pretty obvious one, a touchless thermometer.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's three of them, or five.
Looks like five.
Okay, five. So I'm assuming that will be for entrance points at Station 1 and Station 2?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And you have $749.95. Is that what you see there, Tom?
That's what I see.
All right. I move to accept and encumber money for the touchless thermometers in the amount of $749.95. Do I have a second?
I second.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. All right. Next thing on the list was a window overhang. And Barbara agreed being able to keep the public at a different place from being inside the station was a good idea. So this is going to give a little overhang out the backside of the station, so people who have business with East Wayne will be able to go up to that window and pass their information through and not actually have to step foot inside the station. I think that's a good use of the money. So
I thought it was Windows Office. It's Office Window.
It said back. Oh, it's on there back?
It says Office Window, but I thought it was a computer program. Window Office.
Window Office. That
office Window.
Same thing.
Okay.
All right, I have down that it was $3,613 is what I have down.
And that matches the proposal from MD Custom Builders.
Great. I move to accept and encumber money for the window overhang in the amount of $3,613. Do I have a second?
I second.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. And our last one that we have an invoice for will be to, looks like for the touchless faucet and dryers.
Yep.
And that was approved late yesterday.
Okay.
There was a quote submitted and I gave that to Barbara and Comstock gave a generic overview of how touchless systems definitely helps with not spreading the disease when you don't actually have to touch something. So between those two, there was an approval for it, and we can move forward with the quotes. I have for the faucet install will be $5,520 even.
Correct.
And then for the dryers was $4,325 even.
That's what the quote says.
Okay. I move to accept and encumber money for the touchless faucets and dryers, and the amount for the faucets will be $5,520.00, and the amount for the dryers will be $4,325.00. Do I have a second?
I second that.
Thank you. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. Okay, with that being said, if you're doing your math really quick in your head, that comes up to a total of $104,464.51 that's been encumbered for East Wayne projects.
Fantastic.
And we agreed that we will only be reimbursing up to $96,000. So the Board of Shurkirk Township Trustees will only reimburse up to $96,000, which has been approved in earlier meetings. East Wayne Joint Fire District can complete their projects and fund it out of their own funds or hold on to their quotes in case further CARES Act money is released to Shurkirk Township. Does that seem like a fair explanation to what's going on? So, it kind of gives you a little bit of freedom on how you want to approach things. Obviously, you cannot go over what you give us for quote. It has to come under, at the level or under, and you can't go over the 96,000 mark. So if you understand those rules, we should be good. So go ahead and order. While you're here, Tom, if you want to quickly look over that, I kind of gave a little timeline. The 17th is come and gone, so that's already done. Anita did look over that and she made some changes to it, which is great. She provided some good input. It kind of gives you a little timeline. Also explains how we're going to do the reimbursement. And that is per the contract or the agreement that we just entered into. It's a reimbursement. So as part of that, we would like to see the final invoice or final statement, whatever you get, a check number that's written down on there that paid it. And if you can get the vendor to say the transaction is complete, when you turn that into us, we will approve the check for the amount that is stated on the statement. And again, it can't go over what you gave us for quotes. So if you understand that, things should go hopefully smoother from here on out.
And they have to spend the money by December 31st.
December 30th, the U.S. Treasury gave an opinion that if because of COVID, say a raw materials isn't, because their employees had COVID and they got quarantined, and so they were only able to do half capacity, or the guy who's doing the actual install, he gets COVID and it's quarantined. If there's reasons related to COVID, they can extend past the December 3rd. And Barbara's given, is comfortable with that. We just got to figure out how we're going to document that to make it on the up and up for the auditor. And when do we actually cut the check? And do we go into January? Do we cut it December 30th? We're still working that out with Barbara and what she feels comfortable with. So
okay.
Tonight's the important part of encumbering. And with what we got going on now, there won't be any money to turn back in. So
makes sense.
If you want to take this with you, you're free to go. Unless you really want to sit around and hang out and listen to different stuff,
I'll hang out for a night.
So. All right, next one, Kidder. Same thing, same setup.
Do you have the actual sheet like you just had for that
one? It's a different one. It's green, yes.
Okay.
They sent a different style one. I just kind of made it fancy.
I didn't know if you, made it up.
So, same concept, just different format, different colors.
Yep.
So, as we go through, we're going to review Kittern's projects. And we'll get that all taken care of. There's a few less, but they also have one pretty big ticket item. So, any questions on what's been approved so far, Tom? Or
no.
Everything makes sense to you and it feels appropriate to you?
Yep.
Okay. So the first one we have up will be the chase vehicle. And that is, looks like a total of $47,121 even. Okay. So that looks good. The warning device, so that's lights, sirens, provisions on the inside for radios, stuff like that, all that wiring that needs to be done. That was going to be a total of $10,616.90. And then you'll see a invoice for $2,500 from Troyer Sign.
Yes.
And they're going to be doing the decaling and the lettering of the vehicle.
Okay.
So any questions about that project?
No.
So there's the extra explanation that Ron, I put that in there as well, because the first time that Barbara gave the opinion,
yes,
she wanted a little bit more information. Ron Taylor did provide that. I did include that in there.
Okay.
That was what was uploaded. She did approve the vehicle after that because she was wondering why can't you just lock the engine and go? And he gave the explanation of, well, we don't have locks on the truck, first of all. It has spent $25,000 worth of extrication tools, so we really don't want to leave that lying around.
Yep.
And the other fact of it's getting to be wintertime, so things can freeze and then do very big damage to a very expensive truck. So after that type of explanation, same with the squads, they carry drugs that are in there, these can freeze, so you can't park an ambulance as well. She was okay with the chase vehicle for Kidron. So do you feel comfortable with the chase vehicle for Kidron?
Yeah, based on the prosecutor's opinion here that quote, this expenditure seems to be justified for the following reasons, and then she lists them, so I'm good with that.
Okay. I move to accept and encumber money for the chase vehicle. The amount is $47,121 for the vehicle. The amount for the emergency warning devices will be $10,619.90, and the amount for the decaling lettering will be $2,500. Do I have a second?
Just a quick clarification, you said 10,619.
Sorry, 616.
Thank you. Yes, I will second that.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. All right, on to the next one. Next one we have on the list is some bloodborne resistant gloves. Again, these are to help during extrication to provide that barrier between employee and the patient who may have COVID.
Yep.
And that's what Barbara saw as well. And that came up to a total of $2,859.
Agreed.
Okay. I move to accept and encumber money for the bloodborne resistant gloves in the amount of $2,859.00. Do I have a second?
I second that.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. Okay. On to the next list. Kittern also would like to have a washer and dryer. That would be just a standard. It's not a gear washer, not a gear dryer. This is your normal one that you'd have at home, just heavier duty. And the price reflects that's a little heavier duty as well. Again, being able to just to clean your towels that you're wiping down the surfaces with is pretty important. So I move to accept and encumber money for the washer and dryer in the amount of $1,798.00. Do I have a second?
A second.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. On to disinfecting sprayer and the fluid that goes inside of it. Pretty much a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. And they were looking at two of those sprayers and fluid for them as well. I came up with, or what I reviewed was $1,236.90. Is that what you see?
Yes.
Okay. The next ones are going to get a little more trickier because there are like three or four that are off of the same invoice.
Okay. Yeah.
So, I move to accept and encumber money for the disinfecting sprayer and fluid in the amount of $1,236.90. Do I have a second?
A second.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. So next is the Scott 3M filters and adapters. So what that is your face piece that you use for your interior firefighting, your self-contained breathing apparatus. They make an adapter along with a filter that goes on the end of that so that you would have a full open face piece, but you are literally breathing. It's completely sealed face piece.
Okay.
So kind of nice. Definitely easy one to justify cares money for. Mm-hmm. The adapters came up to $235, and I think they're on the
I see it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then below that was $638 for the filters.
Looks like it's one, is it one box of adapters?
Yeah.
$235, got it.
So, I move to accept and encumber money for the Scott 3M filters, adapters and filters in the amount of $235 for the adapters and $638 for the filters. Do I have a second?
A second.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. Next thing, we have some eye protection. And that is on the same quote as the, I believe.
Yes, looks like.
And I think they're on the top, the very first two.
Custom Radiance Cloak Goggle Clear Lens in the amount of $82.50. And then there's a second entry for $234.
Those are goggles, yes.
Yes.
All right. Again, eye protection is big for keeping droplets out, so that's good. I move to accept and encumber money for the eye protection, the amount of $82.50 for the glasses and $234 for the goggles.
I second that.
Thank you. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. All right, on to the automatic body temperature scanner, and I believe that was on that same bill.
It is.
Okay. So that's a pretty easy one. That's going to be able to give them the idea if someone showing up has got a fever themselves, preventing spread to a patient or their fellow coworkers. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I have $1,375.
I agree.
Thank you. I move to accept and encumber money for the automatic body temperature scanner in the amount of $1,375. Do I have a second?
I second that.
Thank you. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. So when we get down to the end here for Kittering, the total of that for the Kittering volunteers.
Are we still doing the EMS jackets? I don't think we've done this.
Did I miss them?
That's okay. They were listed.
Sure, disinfecting Scott.
Yeah, we've not done the EMS jackets for members, nor have we done the fire gear.
Good.
Those two.
Thank you for catching that.
Yep.
Okay, so give me 2 seconds here. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have to get some stuff from you. Mm-hmm. Just gonna add. So what's the first one you want to tackle?
Okay, so...
What's the project name?
This one would be called the EMS Jackets for Members.
EMS Jackets. Okay, and the amount?
And the amount is $4,548.
Say it again.
$4,548.
Yep.
$48, even. And that is for a total of 26 jackets, if I'm reading the uniforms right.
Oh, this is the one from Levinson's?
Levinson's, yeah.
Okay.
Looks like there's, again, a total of 26 total jackets.
Okay. And $4,548.
Okay. I'm going to have to back up a second here, John, because that doesn't add up to $4,548 unless you add the fire gear.
The fire gear is 2 sheets. Yes. Okay.
So.
Oh, wait a minute.
Here's the one quote for the EMS. You can see what that adds up to.
Okay. Then this is the fire gear.
Yeah, but this one is.
And that is right there.
Ah, there it is.
So this is FireDeck's EMS gear, which is at $4,454. And this is the fire turnout gear, which is the 1430.
Got it.
So I need from Levinson's, I need the 8,320.
Got it.
All
right. You want me to read you that amount? $8,320 even.
Got it. All right, I move to accept and encumber money for the EMS jackets in the amount of $8,320 even. Do I have a second?
A second.
Thank you. If I could type correctly. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries.
The next category is titled fire gear.
I think we're gonna make that for fire and EMS gear.
Okay.
Does that sound fair, mm-hmm. since they're both in there?
Yep.
Okay. The first one for the fire gear is 14,000. 30.
So am I just going off the back page?
So yeah, the first one is for a single, is a quote for a single pair for each of the items. So Ron took and then multiplied for what they wanted to do, and that's what you get the figures in the back when you flip that page over.
See, those two figures, do those add up to the figures on the front? Do you know what I mean?
The figures on the front. Like
this quote here for 8,320.
Different jackets. Different quote.
Yes. But back here, we only have a quote for $4,301.
Yes, that is. So this is one. This should be pants.
Okay.
Oh no, here we go. This is a full set of turnout. So yep. This is all for the fire. This is all for EMS.
Okay.
This is hoods and gloves, which I do not think they went with.
Okay.
So if we take this back here, five of these times 25, 95, That's where all this comes in.
Okay.
Oh, there's the hood and the gloves, yes.
I'm just concerned that we're encumbering this amount.
Yes.
But we didn't exactly encumber that amount. We encumbered $8,000.
There's an error line item there, it's $4,500.
I see him now.
Yes.
So we encumbered $8,320 and we're encumbering $14,030.
Yes.
I got you now.
Okay.
So did we already do this one?
No.
The EMS gear for three members for $4,548?
No.
That's a third one.
That's being part of this one that we're doing right now.
Got it.
This is actually like Firedex brand. Both these are Firedex brand, same manufacturer.
Yes.
The jackets are just jackets.
Okay.
Kittern has some members that are EMTs only. So these three members are getting instead of getting fire turnout gear, they're getting EMS gear to protect them.
Got it. Thank you for explaining that.
Not a problem.
Yeah.
So $14,030 for the fire turnout gear.
Yes, right. Did you make the motion?
No, not yet. I'm still typing it up.
Got it.
And what's the price tag on all the EMS? $4,005 something?
$4,548.
$48 even.
Yes.
Oh, now it's all okay. Oh, there we go. All right, I move to accept and encumber money for the fire and EMS gear in the amount of $14,030.00 for the fire turnout gear, which was five sets?
Five sets.
And $4,548.00 for the EMS turnout gear, and that was three sets.
Three sets.
Good deal. Do I have a second?
A second.
Thank you. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries.
Stick this back in there.
Thank you. And I'm glad you caught that because that would have been horrible.
Two eyes are better than one.
Exactly.
Extra set of eyes.
Let's see here. Okay. We come up with $95,594.
And 30 cents.
And 30 cents. Thank you for the 30 cents.
Where's the 30 cents? There it is.
Yeah, one of them up there.
I see it now.
So they're just shy by not even 500, $406.
Great.
$505, just under, which is fine. They do have some projects that could be encumbered in the future if need be.
Sure.
So just because it isn't here right now doesn't mean they can't encumber any more in the future.
Yeah.
So not a problem there. That's good. We don't know if we're going to get more. If we do, great. If we don't, well, at least we got this and it's good. So
yep.
Now for the garage, we have the pink one because Dollar General didn't have any more colors that were different from the other two that you just saw. So Kevin gets pink.
Got it.
I did email that list out to you earlier today.
I reviewed it.
Good deal. So we had the plumber for the bathroom project, and we did move forward with signing his contract.
Okay.
And I'm just wanting to make sure we're on the books correctly, so if we do this twice, that's no big deal.
Okay.
But you see, as I'm going to move to encumber the funds of $22,080, and that's for the plumber service and all the supplies that he's going to need to upgrade our bathroom. And then there was an additional $1,050.00 for the water heater.
Got it.
Do I have a second for that?
I second it.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. So that way for sure we have it encumbered for Kevin.
Did you make an official motion before you asked me?
Yeah, I said I moved to encumber.
Got it.
I read my sentence.
Perfect.
That's why this is all typed.
Crossing the T's and dotting the I's.
Yeah. And then we also, we now have, we gave Kevin's just over $7,000 for building supplies and whatever materials and that he needed to do. So over the last couple weeks, he's been working on finalizing that and We did have one hiccup, and that is right there where the water comes in.
Yes.
When they went to take the fittings off to check, they found sliminess in the pipe.
Nice.
Yes.
Not nice.
And when you go out back, it's not sticking out.
Okay.
So the well is probably getting runoff from the lot into it.
Yeah.
It's just not a good situation to try to remedy it. So trying to actually properly fix that well is more expensive than just tapping in. The plumber who we're going with thought over $3,000 to correctly fix the situation, because you're going to have to redo some work around the well to make sure that you're not getting runoff.
Yeah.
That's expensive.
Yes. And it's cheaper.
Plus, to treat the well.
Yeah. Cheaper to hook on to the village of Dalton.
So yes, initially we had a quote of $1,500, and I let Kevin, I think, let the members of the board know that that was misquoted. It's $2,400. They're the lines across the street.
Yeah, tap fee.
So $1,500 was the job, but when they found out, oh yeah, the water line's on the air side, there's a boring fee.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why we go from 15 to 24.
Got it.
So I still think that is a good buy.
Yes.
For the township. And we're going to, Kevin said the water now will be coming in over here at the corner by where his old office is, now that his office is actually in the office. So
right.
He was happy with that. The $2,400 should not be any higher than that. He felt pretty comfortable with that, and he talked to the water supervisor today from the village of Dalton, and the mayor said they were working on some other items to ease our transition into having village water too. So,
and obviously we'll have to make sure, you know, Kevin is mindful of water.
Yes.
Because we will have a water bill.
Yes.
From the village, but yeah, I mean, as long as he's not leaving hoses run.
Right.
Under the ground and things like that.
It's mainly washing trucks down, and that's about it.
Yeah.
washing things, and then, you know, using the bathroom facilities and cleaning.
Sure.
That's the extent of water. So, so for that project, he had the $2,400 for the village hook. He had supplies to rebuild the wall, and all the coverings that go with that was $1,994.43. That was from Gerber Lumber. He's getting a 12 yard, I believe is what the quote says, from Amos Hauling. That's $305. That's to remove the walls and whatever rubbish they have, the old fixtures that gets thrown out. And then we look at the Port-a-John. That was $140 for a month. And the general rental was $206.70. So anything that jumps out to you, I think he covered it all this time. After he had a couple weeks to think about it and get everything lined up, I think he did a pretty good job now. So,
okay.
With that being said, I move to accept and encumber money for the building supplies and construction materials needed for the bathroom project. This will include the Gerber Lumber quote of $1,994.43 for supplies, the Amos Hauling quote of $305.00 for a dumpster, the Village of Dalton and Steiner Trenching quote for the amount of $2,400.00 to hook into the Village of Dalton water supply, the Miller Port-a-John quote of $140.00 for a Port-a-John, and general rental quote for $206.70 for construction tool rental. Do I have a second?
I second.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. Okay. Along with that, we've never had a washer and dryer here, and that was approved, and we have a legal opinion with that.
Sorry, I wasn't looking at the legal opinion.
For the bathroom? Or for
is that part of the bathroom? Oh, there it is, washer and dryer.
Yeah.
Is an eligible expenditure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool. So he has a quote for
$899. Okay.
If you keep flipping, there's the...
There's the home appliance.
There we go.
Yep, $1,810.
Yes.
Total.
So I move to accept and encumber money for the washer and dryer in the amount of $899 for the washer and $899 for the dryer. Do I have a second?
There is a $12 additional fee here they're charging on their quote for the gas flex line.
Let's add that on there.
Which actually then makes it a total of $1,810 for those three items combined.
Good catch. All right, what was that price again?
$1,810.
The second, or the...
$12 for the gas flux line.
12 even?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I add that to my motion of the $12 for the gas line.
Okay, I second that.
Thank you. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. That is taken care of. We can get that coming. Some of this is already here, but we're just going to make sure we have it all encumbered in the meeting. I move to accept and encumber money for the PPE in the amount of $1,660.40 from JVS, and the amount of $660.70 plus $614.13 from Friendly Wholesale. I think it says FW Wholesale on there.
I see it, yep.
So, some of those supplies are already in there. We're talking about the supplies that we got for the township.
From, I didn't hear what they got towed out for. The,
I didn't hear.
He went out before, didn't he? I think he went out before his radio went off.
Before the radio went off.
Okay.
So.
It sounds like Chippewa Township's around too, and they got Orville Rift going. So I'm not sure.
Oh, geez.
Not sure who it is.
So, yes, do I have a second on that motion?
I second.
Thank you. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. I think we're getting close here. And we move down to your Wi-Fi stuff.
Yeah.
And is that all still good?
The WebEx virtual meetings is $216 even.
Okay. 216 even?
Yes.
Okay, let me change that out. All right.
The Logitech cams, once we get the tax exempt status, will be $357.
Okay, if we do 360, we're all right. We can put $3 back in the pot again.
Okay, very good.
Okay. So we did approve the Wi-Fi and the virtual upgrades. We're just going to encumber it again just to make sure that Anita has good direction since she's not here. I move to approve and encumber money in the amounts of $2,370.00 for the Wi-Fi upgrade, $360 for the cameras and microphone, and $216 for the WebEx subscription. Do I have a second?
I second.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carried. All right, and I think that is all that we have for the township, right?
That's the end of the list there.
Okay, great. Well, Ron, we'll make it easy for you. You already went through and approved everything.
Okay, approved all ours? All of them.
Yes. So I do have the folder here. If you want to look through to make sure everything is the way you saw it. We printed off your invoices that you sent. It also includes, so in front of each project is, okay, here's the approval from Barber Bureau, and then the invoices behind it. And then when you, the explanation we gave East Wayne, I think you understand as well. Once you have the final statement along with a check number, and if you can get the vendor to say the transaction is complete, you turn that over to us, we will cut you the check for what's on that statement.
Okay, yeah, that's what you pretty much said. So, I dropped the check off with Anita today for the pickup truck.
Okay.
So we cut the check, sent it to Village Motors. And you need more than the picture of the invoice Tom gave me. I mean, he said that was an invoice, that handwritten.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in the one that's in there.
Yeah. So that's what, and then Anita has a picture of the check. Is that what you're going with? You said you gave that to Anita, was a picture of that check?
Yeah.
Okay.
You should do it.
That should do it. And if Tom can say, yep, transaction's complete and delivered, that should be a no-brainer for us.
Okay. Now, got delivered tonight.
Oh, did it?
Showed up tonight. Great.
Awesome. Is it heading up to Fallway this coming week?
The last guy I had with him, I told him to order everything. He said it was going to be 3 weeks till it come in, and he was not going to schedule it until he had everything.
Okay.
So that was almost 2 weeks ago. So in a week and a half, I should be hearing from him that everything's there and we'll schedule the install.
Great.
Troyer's got me the quote. She needed the truck to do all the measurements to get details. So the truck came tonight. I'm going to probably either run it over tomorrow after work or see if she'll come down to our station and take pictures.
Yeah. Okay.
So she can get all the detailed everything on it. I mean, she said the only thing really that matters is the tailgate. They may not be able to cover the whole tailgate depending how the curves are and whatnot. They put the chevrons on the tailgate. But
or the chevrons won't look right because they'll wave because of the contours or whatnot.
Yeah, so.
Good deal. I think most of your quotes included something to the fact of if COVID affected the supply chain, you know, it could be out past the December 30th.
Right.
We're still working with Barbara. On when does she want the actual payment to go out? Does she want to carry this money over until next year and then we pay when the service is actually completed, or does she want to cut the checks December 30th and then we take receipt after that? So we're still working some of those details out tonight. That's our board doing that. Tonight's important part was getting everything encumbered so you can still go ahead with your projects, get things ordered. That is what we're gonna be putting all of your, and that should reflect everything that you have sent us.
Yeah,
so
pretty much got copies.
You got your own binder.
I'm doing the same thing.
Oh yeah, the amount of file space is just gonna be unreal with this, so.
Okay, good deal.
I'll
get to make sure everything's ordered.
And again, Barbara was not concerned tonight having the excuses of COVID affecting the supply chain. She wants that more towards as time happens, you know, if something really is going to be delaying your item. So we'll figure it out from there. So again, her interpretation from the US Treasury was, yeah, there's going to be supply chain disruptions because, you know, if the raw material for your gear gets disrupted because half their plant goes out with COVID and they're quarantined, I mean, it's not your fault. I mean, you're trying to do the right thing. So we're working with that. So other than that, any questions for us so far? Is December 8th, I believe, is our next meeting?
Yeah.
December 8th, is that going to be soon enough for us to reimburse you the check for the truck?
Probably, I mean, I think they were hoping that you'd get it sooner, but I think that's doable. I didn't. I thought, Anita said, you said like a day. She wanted a day to pass after everything was before she would write a check.
But right.
I was going to say that. To disperse that money, it would not need board approval, would it?
We have to sign checks.
We have to sign checks. So,
yes.
So how many signatures need to be on a check?
I would say at least two.
Yeah.
So Anita's an M2.
Anita and two?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So
if Anita can sign it, I mean, you know, we'll make that work.
Yeah, I have no problem. I mean, if you're good with that,
I'm fine. If somebody calls me and says, be here, be there to sign a check.
We'll set up a special meeting to do that. Let's just try to get like two or three items so we're not doing it for one check this day.
Do we have to sign a check during a meeting?
We have to approve the check.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see if Gary can wait until the 8th. I can't speak for them.
But don't blame me. I don't want you speaking for me either, so. It's fine. Yeah, it's my understanding that we have to, like the payment listing, you know, we have to approve the check. We have to review that we got everything in on the agreement.
Yeah.
And we'll go from there, so.
Your call has been forwarded.
Let us know.
Yeah. Okay. And if it is a bind, let's try to get maybe two or three things together, whether it be East Wayne, whether it be Road Garage. We'll set up a special meeting because it'll take 15 minutes for us to do it. That's not a big deal.
And
so
we have to give 24-hour notice for a meeting. So
taking
a 24-hour notice.
We can work with that.
Yep.
I mean, I think we'd be okay until the 8th. We're talking to Gary.
Okay. If there's a vendor that gets real grouchy, says, well, I want this money sooner than the December 8th, then we'll set up a special meeting at that time and we'll do as many bills as we can at that point.
The truck is the only one. Like we talked, and I know once the truck is through, we can float everything else without any problem.
Right.
They're not that much.
Yeah.
It was the truck was the only.
Yes.
And I mean, you understand.
Yeah.
Yes.
Floating that kind of money, but yes, you did send us a.
Yeah, we were hoping that would be enough to help for a month, be able to help float those things along.
Yeah.
Because
and
we sent those.
I, think it probably will be.
Okay. Good deal.
I'll just verify that here.
I appreciate that. I'm trying to think, is there anything I told Brian that I didn't tell Ron?
No, I don't think.
Okay. If I think about it, I'll let you know.
Because they're under the 96.
Could the directors wait until December 8th, trustees meeting for the check for the truck and sign several trucks that Monday?
That was the other thing I was going to say. Thank you. The 95. So yeah, we caught that you had, what, 95,000?
And change, yeah.
Yeah, and some change. East Wayne came in with 104,000 that they encumbered. So you were on just a little bit. If we open things up in the future, you still have things from Barbara that you can move forward with. So it's just a matter of getting quotes for those things if we have money in the future. East Wayne got the approval for a couple of those things already and had the quotes, so they're there. But we're not going to go over that 96 with them at all. They understand that. So
I mean, spend my way. If they spend my $200 left over, I don't care. I mean, I'd rather that than it go back to the state.
Well, that's the kind of nice part. They had 104. Kevin was 157 over on his, and you're right at that 96. We encumbered everything that we got from the state or from this grant. So,
which is good because I mean, just for the public record, I want to say, I mean, this is really, I think this is a win-win-win all the way around for our community.
Yeah.
You know, we obviously, as a small rural township, would have trouble spending $227,000 on COVID money. We're glad that we have partners that we can share that with, because that helps everybody in our area and all of our residents. So I just thank you, John, for the extra work that you put in for this, because I know you did a lot of work in a short amount of time. And the short amount of time is because I just don't think we knew. You know, in September we were sitting here and we didn't know what we knew in October. So
right.
Thank you for what you did.
We had a great team. That's what it amounts to. We had a great team.
Subgrant didn't open up for a long time, so that option wasn't even there.
It wasn't there in September, and all of a sudden in October we know that, oh, you can subgrant.
Yeah.
And then, and again, good work on you guys' part, good work on East Wayne's part to pull this together, because again, if, you know, I understand, you know, Scott made a comment at one meeting, and I kind of agreed with him. It's tough being, you know, a fiscal conservative to think about, you know, spending this money, but as you just pointed out, if we didn't do that, that was going to go somewhere else in the state. So let's keep that money local here, and I think we've done a good job with that.
I mean, I think we could get some more things. I got pushback from the officers. They said, look, we're tearing our station down in March, and if you buy extra gloves, extra Tyvek suits, extra anything, where are we going to put it this summer until we have a new station?
I have an idea for you. We have a nice big facility here.
Well, we have an offer of another place.
Okay.
We have an offer of another place, but that place is set up that they don't want us in and out every week.
Right.
They're giving us a corner of the building, but that's more like to go there and stay there for them. And if you need them once or twice for the barbecue or whatever, that's fine.
Right. They'll make it work.
Yeah.
But it's not meant to be daily access items.
I mean, the light trailer ended up in my back garage.
Oh, did it?
The light trailer sitting in my back garage. Well, they wanted room in building two to start going through stuff and sorting it.
Oh, gotcha.
So the trench trailer went out.
Okay.
The light trailer's in my back garage. Old 51's in my mother-in-law's garage because they couldn't find any other place for it.
Mm-hmm.
So that opened up space. Of course, now the pickup truck slipped back in there. So we're just making things work. And
if more CARES Act money comes available, we can store things here to help out with that too as well.
Okay,
so
we'll
make that work. We have plenty of room here to make things.
Coordinate with Kevin.
We'll coordinate with Kevin and we'll make it storage. We'll make it work. I'd rather see it have supplies than go, well, I don't know where we're gonna stick it. You have a place to stick it.
Right.
So
yeah, it's just, I think we'll be okay. It's just a matter of, you know, you've got to have a place to work out. You've got to have a desk. You've got to have files that you have access to.
Yeah.
You've got to have, I mean, we're putting that other building up. That's going to be a 40 by 60.
Okay.
That'll have two squads, the first out engine, the first out tanker in it.
Okay.
The pickup truck's probably going to end up sitting outside for the summer.
It's summer, yeah.
It's not going to freeze. It's lockable.
Right.
It's, The old tanker and the old engine are probably going to go to Phil Winchwonders and sit in his machinery shed.
Okay.
So they'll be just out there, we can run and grab that stuff. But you have to have EMS supplies, you have to have...
Yes.
I don't know if we're going to end up with a port job for the summer, but, you know, we're going to operate out of another building, and actually we have another place where we can store some of the office stuff that, like, the officers can go to have their officers meeting, and okay. They have another place that's offered some more office space to them, to us, so... it's all going to work out. It's just a matter of...
It's a logistics, say a nightmare. It's a logistics, it's a good-sized problem that just all has to get worked out, and
it's
it will.
Like, it's like living in my parents' basement when I built my house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, you just do it because you know what's coming, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
I lived with my in-laws when we moved to the house there in Hackett, you know, and there was overlap between them getting a house and when we bought their house.
Yeah.
You'll make it work, and it'll work out just fine.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, you know, it's the thing is with Kidron, it's not like, it's just so nice being on the square, because you can go every direction
quickly,
and so, and nobody wants to sell land in Kidron, that's
just,
and if they do, they want $40,000 an acre for it.
So, it's tough. So, your spot that you have there is, it is the nice spot, so.
That's where it should be. Gary said, yes, I guess. That's not John said last night.
Whatever you guys are comfortable with, let us know. I'm sure East Wayne's going to have, their monitor should be coming in pretty quick, too. That was a $35,000 item. So
okay.
We'll plan for our special meeting to do some checks to help you guys out.
Okay.
I think that would be the fair thing to do. But again, let's get all the paperwork done. The budget. I asked the auditor, the county auditor, if that's the budget they're looking for. I'll also submit that to Barbara to make sure that this is what everyone's looking for. I'll get back to you if we need to make altercations or whatnot for it.
Okay, so I'm just curious. So you mentioned the monitor. They were getting a monitor that monitored oxygen? No.
No, this is a LifePak 15.
Yeah, and what did it monitor that the current one didn't?
Everything. Temperature, capnography, 12-lead, 4-lead, BP. What else was there? There's one more thing. The big thing was the temperature monitor, and they were going from, and then the old one they had did not have capnography on it.
Okay, see, we've got two newer Zolls, the X series, but I don't think they do temperature, so I can check to see if that's an option.
On the Zoll?
On the Zoll.
Okay.
I don't know. So if Zoll, if that's an option, that would, I mean, there's some more things I think that, I mean, if there was more money available, I can, I would work on some more things to encumber, temp, option on Zoll. Can I ask what else, what other things were East Wayne? I mean, they were never getting gear.
They didn't get gear, they got all jumpsuits, EMS jumpsuits to be able to get in and out for EMS calls.
Okay.
They did the one power load system, that was $50,000, because the old one...
Okay, Barbara did approve that.
Yes,
she
approved that one.
And I'm not saying the loading system isn't something you would do if there was that kind of, I mean, you're talking $50,000.
That was $50,000.
Now
that was unreal.
Is that a new COT 2, or is that just...
I think that's a new COT 2, because the one they currently have was first generation. That wasn't meant to accept.
I think one of ours is that way, too.
Okay.
I mean, I know our one has to have several brackets added to be able to accept the load. The newer one, I think, will take it.
Gotcha. That was 35... Then you had the load system, which was $51,458 plus another $1,500 for install at Burgess.
Okay.
So then they had the jumpsuits, and that was $1,700. They're just their cotton coveralls with reflective around the elbows and ankles for them. The touchless thermometer, they got 5. I think they have the screen, but they're the smaller one. Do you have the one that's like the training facility?
What's that?
Okay, never mind. They have like one where you can see your face and you have to match your face to the circle that's on the screen to get it.
Yeah.
Okay, you're getting a different one.
We're gonna get one?
Yeah, your thermometer's approved.
I didn't have a thermometer.
I thought you did. Yeah, you did.
Oh, that was the stand. Yes.
Automatic body temperature scanner?
Yes. That's a body, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was $13.75. We're getting one of those.
Yes. Theirs were seven something, but it's not the whole thing. Oh, it's just a. It scans and then it gives you the temp. So you mount it on the wall, you get close to it, and then it gives you the reading of what your temperature is as you go out the door.
Okay, I thought you meant like taking temperature on patients.
No, no, this is for as members are coming in. They got five for. So three for East Wing, because that's the 3 points of entry, and then Station 2 has 2 points of entry. So.
And how much were those a piece?
$149.99 a piece. Total of $749.
$149.99. Do you have a brand or a?
Yeah, I do. Of course not on this one. They got it from Gorilla Gadgets. That looks like the website they used. And it just says wall-mounted body thermometer with Bluetooth upgraded edition. Non-contact digital forehead. Ryan would probably be able to help you out. He's the one that provided that. And then they're doing a overhang off the back of the station so that people don't actually have to come through the station to get to the office. Because you actually have to go through the radio room to get to the office. So the office window's right there. They're going to put an overhang so people can come right there and not go through the fire station. So that was their option that they did.
Yeah.
So. And then touchless faucets and hand dryers. And that was $55.20 for the faucets and $43.25 for air dryers. So, plus, well, they have to also provide electric to the area that they want to do it at. So, but I'm assuming the area.
Air dryers are electric, so they have to wire those in.
Yes.
Your new station will probably have all state of the art stuff like that, won't it?
I don't know what they're going to put in. I don't. Well, I know Peter's made the comment about he didn't want touchless faucets. Because some of them, it's you got to be real critical where you're in.
Yeah, that's true.
And,
yeah.
But if you get what,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, but those are all eligible items too. So
I'm trying to think of the air dryers. That would be nice. But
the issue with yours is being that you're building the station, so that's already figured in. It's a budgeted item, so it has to be something that you weren't budgeting for as an item.
I don't know if they were putting that in or if it was regular.
Gotcha.
I mean, the one we have now wouldn't have them in.
Yeah, if you were doing the current station, no.
We were going to put them in there.
They would be all approved. Go to the touchless toilet, you know, faucets, hand dryers.
Yeah.
But that station's coming down.
I wouldn't put touchless toilets, I wouldn't put touchless faucets in. But an air dryer that I could hang on the wall and plug in, use it now, and then move it to the new station would be fine. That wouldn't be a hassle, but.
Yeah, we have to see when the actual money comes out and what would. Happens with it, so go from there.
Yeah, let's keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah.
So, other than that, I think we have everything approved.
Okay.
I think everything's encumbered. We made motions on everything. You caught the stuff, two things that I didn't catch, so we're on track with that.
Okay.
The fire gear is improved, the EMS gear from Fire Dex is approved. EMS jackets from Levinson's are approved. So, I know East Wayne was here and listened to everything we had, so I just want to make sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Truck, bloodborne pathogen gloves, washer and dryer, disinfecting sprayer and fluid, yep. The Scott 3M filters and adapters, approved. Eye protection, goggles and glasses approved. Automatic body temperature approved, EMS jackets approved, fire gear and EMS gear, both of them are approved. Total of $95,594.30.
$95,500?
$94.30.
Because you're, I thought it said
$790. There was the one quote was rounded up. Like, I don't know if the spreadsheet accidentally rounded it up for you.
Okay.
And then when I found the actual quote, it was different. So I.
Okay, well, that's where I thought I was, and I come in higher.
Yeah. I know that sometimes Excel does weird things. Like I caught that today, that in the road one, it was rounding things for me. I had to go through and cancel that rounding feature. So, but yeah, you're like $400 from being right there, so.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, if you want to give that piece of my hand, I don't think our guys would care either.
Okay.
I tried to get more and I...
We'll work on it. We have a breathing room now. So I would say continue to work a little bit more because we don't know what we're going to get. So let's have some idea of what we want to do in the future.
Now, if we wanted to do some of the things East Wayne wanted, we would have to submit that also for Barbara? Or
yes, because her view is it is a
case by case.
Case by case. Yeah. It is not just a blanket, they got fire gear, so everyone gets fire gear.
Right.
It's, as an example, that's her view is that she has to justify for each individual project. So.
Okay. Well, I would maybe put some things together and at least get an approval because if more money comes or whatever, we want to be ready.
Yep. Yeah, we don't want to be scrambling like we have been the last 3 weeks. So
right.
It's been a marathon of meetings. And
wouldn't you be shocked though if they approve more, if they say, oh, we're going to approve more, but you have 30 days to do it. I think they're going to give people time.
Yeah.
Because this has to be going on all over the state.
I'm sure it is.
I mean, if we have time on the next round, I'm not so sure I wouldn't try to do 5 more sets of gear. But we don't want 10 of them all at once.
Well, if these 5 sets are labeled 2020 and the next 5 are labeled 2021, that makes a big difference in budgeting in the future.
Right.
So, that makes sense. See what we can do. And I know East Wayne needs gear too. You know, second sets of gears. And that was approved, so it's just a matter of spending the money.
Yeah.
If we get more, so. Spending the grants that we're given. They grant you the money.
You ready to adjourn?
I'm ready to adjourn if you're ready to adjourn.
Okay, I move that we adjourn the meeting.
I second that. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Meeting adjourned at 8:09.